The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is Mark Amber. The song is called Belong Together, and he was with us on Saturday night at Aganis Arena for Deck the Hall Ball, and just a fantastic guy, originally from New York. He's just kind of coming up, and we were there when he was rehearsing, and his band and him, they sounded fantastic, and we found out during the interview that this is the first time that they've ever played in an arena. So needless to say, they were all super excited to be there.
And here's such sweet kids.
Yeah. Here is our interview with Mark Amber. This was backstage at Deck the Hall Ball on Saturday night. All right. Right now we are backstage, Deck the Hall Ball, with Mark Amber. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. We were listening to you guys sound check a little bit earlier. It sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Is it fun to be up there, play on stage, kind of living out maybe a live stream?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. This whole year has been kind of that vibe. It's my first time in an arena, so that was pretty cool sound check. But yeah, I mean, this whole year's been crazy. It's gone from kind of just me alone in my basement to being able to tour with my friends all around. So it's been a really incredible year.
So I know you do much of your own songwriting.
Yes.
And I read a quote this morning. I think it was from an interview you did maybe with your high school or your old college. I'm not sure. Regarding songwriting, the more specific you make it, the more universal it can be.
Yeah. I think there's sometimes this notion that the more general you keep it, that's like more people can find a way to relate to it. But I think people actually find a way to relate to specificities in my life. So I have a song called Good to Be where I like the chorus is all of these things that are about my dad. The song's about my dad and like things that he likes and like hot coffee, Trident, all these things. And I feel like those are the lines that most people come up to me after shows and they're like talking about with me. So I feel like people find their own things to insert in those places or the meaning of those things to associate with the items I choose or the things I talk about. Yeah.
Speaking of your dad, you know, what about family and the holidays? What is the normal, like what's a core memory for you when you were younger? What did you do?
I feel like growing up, I mean, I always spend Christmas with my family and a little tradition I kind of started on my own was Christmas Eve every year. I get all the gifts that I've gotten from my friends and family. I wrap them alone in my room and I watch The Grinch and it's become a tradition every year.
Which Grinch? Jim Carrey?
There's only one. Yeah, there's only one.
That's not true. For me, I've never seen that one.
Oh, you have to.
For me, I'm a purist. It's the 30-second, 30-minute, you know, Boris Karloff one.
I love Jim Carrey. Though,
I'm old.
So he's incredible in that role. So did you say you sit in your room alone and watch The Grinch?
Yeah. I'm like, where are you, Christmas comes on? And I'm like, I like start like tearing up a bit.
Scrooge. Do you ever seen Scrooge? Bill Murray?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay. Pro tip. That's it for you.
Maybe that's what I got.
All right. So speaking of holidays, I would just like to do some quick hit questions. Presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Christmas morning.
Would you make a good mall Santa?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I wouldn't be able to. No. I
can't. Just no.
Yeah.
Most memorable present you've ever received?
I remember one year, I grew up, I loved baseball growing up. I know I'm in Boston, but I'm a Yankees fan.
That's okay.
Interview's over.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. You can't help where you're born.
I think when you get announced, they're going to say, please welcome New York Yankees fan, Mark Amber.
Oh, no. I'm going to get booed.
Nah,
yeah. No, but I remember I always loved A-Rod growing up, and Alex Rodriguez, who was a famous player on the Yankees.
No kidding.
Okay, yeah.
You guys are
familiar with him.
Horrible. I'm putting him in a bottle, and I'm taking him home.
But, yeah, I got a baseball where he wrote Merry Christmas, A-Rod.
I thought it was pretty cool. That is very cool.
All right, and if you could rename yourself with one of Santa's reindeer's names, what would it be?
Okay.
Dancer and Prancer and Comet, but Cupid.
Comet's a cool name.
Comet's a good name.
All day, Vixen.
That makes sense. Okay. Mark Amber again, backstage for Deck the Hall Ball. Brickley, have a great time.
Thank
Welcome
you
to your
very
first
much.
So much
meeting
fun.
You.
Yeah, thank you.